The following is an exclusive presentation of the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. IMG is America's home for college sports.
With the English off the glass.
The BYU Cougars are back on the floor. It's time to get you ready for every high-flying dunk.
It's an alley-oop throwdown to Kyle Collinsworth and one to answer.
And every amazing shot.
Fisher transition three.
Yes! Chase Fisher and the Cougars take a lead by two, 80-78. Oh, what a wild one here in Dayton.
BYU basketball is on the air on KSL News Radio and the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Live coverage of BYU basketball begins with Cougar Pregame Live. To lead things off, let's head live to your host, Cleon Wall.
Welcome into another late night edition of Cougar Pregame Live. We're just about an hour away from BYU playing Portland down at the Marriott Center. It seems like such a long time ago when the Cougars played the Pilots in the Rose City. It was a Saturday afternoon, you know, after BYU had beaten Gonzaga. The Cougars were on a high, and I swear Admiral Akbar showed up in the locker room and warned the Cougars.
It's a trap!
But it was too late. The Empire had the Rebels right where they wanted them, and a fully operational Death Star.
From here, you will witness the final destruction of the Alliance and the end of your insignificant rebellion.
Whoops, sorry about that. That was actually Return of the Jedi. If only the Admiral had really warned the Cougars about the plucky band of pilots from Portland that beat them 84-81. But like Star Wars Episode 6, the Cougars have suffered some humbling losses and picked themselves back up again for some amazing victories. And the unfinished Death Star that you need to blow up is coming up next weekend and also the following week in the form of the West Coast Conference Tournament. Dave Rose knows if his Rebel Alliance wants to dance with the Ewoks in the NCAA tournament, they'll have to win three straight games at the Orleans Arena.
You know, for most years we've been competing for an at-large berth in the NCAA tournament, so our guys have been really focused. But I do believe that it's an emphasis for us to try to find that group of guys that's playing the best together late in the season. The biggest thing for us, I think, right now is if we can stay healthy. If we can stay healthy, I think we've expanded our bench. I think we've got a lot of guys that are ready to help on certain nights, depending on what matchups. And this tournament in Vegas next week will be probably as important, you know, to win as any tournament we've ever played in down there, because that's probably the only way in for us.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, Coach, in talking about the West Coast Conference Tournament just yet. I can tell you the Cougars are fully focused on Portland.
It's a trap!
They know this could be another trap game before the tourney. Senior Kyle Collinsworth has plenty of ways to prevent the Cougars from falling into that trap. It has everything to deal or has everything to do with defense.
Transition defense, they got a lot of open shots from transition. So I think that'd be big. Just finding their shooter, stopping the ball. Wintering's great at just going full head of steam and getting to the gaps. And so we just got to stop him and find shooters. And I think the next thing is rebound. Rebound them and be physical on the boards. If we do those two things good, we'll come away with a victory.
The two point guards in this game couldn't be any more different. Collinsworth, 6'6", Alec Wintering, listed at 5'11". He's probably more like 5'9". Casey's explosive and physical, while Wintering darts around like a jitterbug. And in the last meeting, Collinsworth was 4-for-17 from the field, while the smart Alec played smartly. The Mighty Might scored 22 points, made 8 of 9 free throws, and dished out 5 assists. So what is Kyle going to do to stop Wintering and fellow guard Bryce Presley?
Just length. Use my length. I mean, they're both super quick. Wintering's really quick. And so just use my length and stay down, make him shoot shots over me, contested shots, and so they're quicker, and so, but I'm taller, I'm longer, so use my length and make him shoot over me.
Dave Rose adds his team needs to play better defense near the three-point line. I mentioned many times that this BYU basketball team will only go as far as their three guards, at least the three guards that start. When Kyle, Chase Fisher, and Nick Emery play well, BYU usually dominates. But they don't always play their best in each and every game. Coach Rose says that's when the bench plays a vital key, starting with Zach Selyus.
You know, Zach is a really important part of our team. And the fact that he's playing well again after that setback with his shoulder is a big plus for us. And Zach's length, his versatility, his ability to shoot from the perimeter, to rebound, you know, those are all things that help the group. I think Nate's coming in to defend and rebound and give us extra possessions on the offensive end. Jordan Chapman's a guy who can really guard his position and drive the ball and find plays for other guys. And then, you know, he's shown a real sign to be able to make a big shot if he needs to. So, you know, those are the three guys that kind of play the most. JP is a guy that, is kind of a wild card. And obviously he's got good size and can space the floor. So the most important thing is that we need production from those guys when they come in.
The Cougar bench players receive plenty of playing time against San Diego. Coach Rose hinted he felt bad the Terreros played so poorly, but he was happy to get Hartsock, Chapman, and guys like Davin Gwynn playing time as they get ready for their hopeful journey to the tourney.
It's a trap!
One more way this could be a trap game. Senior night is just 2 days away, and I'm sure the Cougars don't want to finish the season like the Zags did on their home floor last season, losing to a team that is fighting to get into the NCAA tournament. So the seniors are going to have to wipe away the misty eyes and focus on the task at hand. I think Chase Fisher has the right idea.
You know, you have a tendency when you play to kind of wish you could go forward and play a game or go back and do something over. I kind of just want to enjoy every moment, you know, the last couple games in the Marriott Center and then, you know, down in Vegas and make something special happen. I think, you know, we have the talent and we have kind of the setup to where we can make a run and get into the tournament and kind of achieve all the goals we want. So I really just want to kind of soak it all in, though, these last couple weeks.
Collinsworth said almost the exact same thing when he was asked to pretty much same question. He says the seniors have to feel grateful for the position that they're going to be in these last few weeks. And he says if you look back at some of the victories this year, it shows the Cougars are a good team.
I think you just look at our best games and when we play good, how good we really are. And the thing about the season is it's not about always playing good. It's about playing good at the right time. So if we can figure that correlation of playing good at the right time and we can peak at the right time and we can make some magic. I mean, we've had some really good games and some good wins. So if we can just put it together and play our best basketball, it's all about timing, playing good at the right time. So hopefully we can put a string of wins together and make some magic happen.
BYU just hasn't had enough magic this year at times. I mean, they've lost to some teams that they probably shouldn't have lost to. BYU's defense has failed them at times this year. Turnovers and selfish play have led to some losses, and they've also struggled shooting on plenty of different occasions. But that happens to a lot of teams. The one thing you can say about this team is that they work their butt off to try and get a win, with the Pacific game maybe being the lone exception. BYU's only lost one game this season by double digits, and that was to St. Mary's on New Year's Eve night. And it was only by 11 points. And when the Cougars put it together, you get games like the other night.
Deflection by KD. Taps it ahead to Emery. Hands off to Collinsworth, who slams it home. Beautiful play. Emery deep down floor. Collinsworth between the legs. Pass to Selyus for three.
Highlight.
BYU 51 and San Diego 12. Selyus touches it low to KD. KD right to the rim and one. Three-point play chance after this. Emery backdoor. Nate Austin lays it up and in.
This team would sure be a lot of fun to watch in the NCAA tournament. I'm sure the NCAA tournament committee would love to have them in, but they're going to need to do some things to actually get into the big dance. And if they do get in, I think they'd be kind of dangerous. But first, they have to focus on Portland tonight.
It's a trap.
Okay, we'll retire Admiral Akbar. least one of the coaches or players will probably warn the rest of the team that this game truly could be a trap. Our own voice of warning comes up next. Cougar color analyst Mark Durant joins us live from the Marriott Center. You're listening to Cougar Pregame Live on the new Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced comfort series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678. That's Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a foul.
This is the new Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
March Madness is coming soon, and IMGproducts.net has got you covered. IMGproducts.net is the place to complete your collection of official programs, playbills, and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and more than 20 of the nation's top schools. Order your official NCAA Men's Final Four, Women's Final Four, and Men's Frozen Four programs now to get the sports madness you crave delivered to your door. Enjoy college basketball championships for years to come with our high-quality collectible guides for every game. IMGproducts.net, we've got you covered.
What are the most important things to you in your life? Your education? Career? Your family? What if you lost the ability to remember those things? What if you couldn't save school or work documents? What if you couldn't save photos of your family? IM Flash creates the technology that makes memory possible. You use the memory that IM Flash creates thousands of times every day. And it's made right here in Lehi, Utah, connecting people through memory. IM Flash.
Counting you down to tip-off with Cougar Pregame Live.
Ballsworth right to the rim, and a two-hand throwdown!
Now, let's rejoin your host, Cleon Wall.
I'm in Salt Lake City, Utah. Former Cougar basketball player and Cougar color commentator Mark Durant joins us now from the Marriott Center. Mark, I remember asking you before the last Cougar game against Portland if it was a trap game, and you said yes, it was. Do you get that same feeling for this game, or has BYU learned their lesson?
Oh, I think they've learned their lesson, but it's still a dangerous game. I mean, this is a team that should have some confidence against BYU to beat them. You know, as much as you don't want to go through those types of games, I mean, that's fresh, I think, still in BYU's mind, and they'll be ready to go. I certainly don't think there'll be a mental letdown against Portland tonight. Now, Portland may play great, and he'll be in this game, but I think BYU will be ready to go in this one. And it's not as dangerous a game as it was at Portland after a big Gonzaga win, considering how poorly Portland had played. I mean, all those things kind of, I think, fed the mindset BYU had at the time that they were just going to walk in and get a W, and obviously that wasn't the case. So I don't think you have those kind of factors, but still, you know, Portland's got some strengths that BYU has struggled with a little bit, with Wintering particularly, a really quick, talented point guard breaking down the defense, and Presley, Tyson, I mean, they've got some good guards, and man, a team like that that shoots a lot of threes, if they're hot, man, you can have a tough game. But that's going to be big for them, obviously, to shoot the three-pointer. That's kind of what they live and die on. And that'll probably be determinative of whether or not they'll be in this game on how well they shoot their threes.
I had a hard time hearing you after the first question, but I did pick up most of what you said. Speaking of lessons learned, BYU had over 20 assists in three of their past four wins, with the close game in San Diego as the lone aberration. Is sharing the ball the biggest lesson that they've learned this season, that they can't get away with just taking teams one-on-one and beating them that way, that they have to pass the ball around and share it with their teammates?
I sure hope they're learning that lesson and have learned that lesson, looking at the Portland game first time around. I think they only had 10 assists on 27 field goals. And that's a common theme through all their losses, that they have a really low assist number. Definitely. I mean, the contrast is nowhere more evident than what you saw last week against playing the same team twice, San Diego, and the assist number at San Diego and here in the Marriott Center. Clearly any team out there is better when they're sharing the basketball. But BYU has a tendency, when they're not knocking down a shot or they're struggling at first, to try and have guys just do it all by themselves and put it on the floor, get in the paint, throw up shots that aren't the best shots. And teams know that when BYU does that, they're not going to kick it out to the shooters, and they can put 2-3 guys at the rim to contest the shots at the rim. And it just kind of builds on itself a little bit for BYU. But, yeah, if they come out with the mindset, you could tell. I mean, it was so obvious that they watched a lot of film on the first game on Thursday and how they weren't doing that. And they came out and were whipping that ball around the perimeter and finding open guys. And it was just a clinic. I mean, it was couldn't have been more opposite, not just the score in that game, but how BYU played. So, clearly, that's what BYU needs to do. It's easier said than done to share the basketball. But, man, if you can have that mindset where, especially with those guards for BYU, get in the paint, not always be thinking about scoring the ball, getting in the paint, but if you can break down a defense and get in the paint, and it just makes so difficult for teams, and sometimes BYU bails teams out by just throwing up a weird shot just because they you think, man, I'm in the paint, I better shoot it. No, you get in the paint, that's really when you look for guys, because either a big defender is going to have to come up to stop you, or a guard's going to have to come down to help. And people are open, and I think that's what they did Saturday night. It was a beautiful thing to watch. So they were victim to that mindset at Portland, and so I'm sure they watched that film, and hopefully again tonight they'll be looking to share the ball.
BYU holds San Diego to 33 points this past Saturday. How much of that was BYU's defense, and how much of that was San Diego's really pathetic shooting?
Well, both, to be honest with you. I thought BYU was good defensively, came out very active and, created turnovers, got in transition, and got a lead early, which obviously is important against a team like San Diego. But, listen, every once in a while your team has a great shooting night, and that was one of those nights for BYU. Now, every once in a while you have a terrible shooting night. And that was one of those nights for San Diego. And when you combine those two things, you're going to have a lopsided win like that. But I've never seen anything like that. I mean, 58 points, particularly what had happened two nights before, that was really something. Clearly, BYU deserves a lot of credit for how they played defense. And they played good defense early, which I think threw San Diego off, and they lost the confidence they'd gained a couple nights before and got down big early and maybe started to panic a little bit. You just can't let a team like that have confidence that they can stay with you, which is what happened at San Diego. And BYU took away that confidence very early with their good defense. And then, the bad shooting is contagious and, snowballed on itself, I think, a little bit for them. BYU did play well, but that was just a tough night for San Diego all around.
I know a lot goes into a win or a loss. It's not just one individual play. But could we boil down Portland's win against the Cougars so long ago to DeMarcus Tyson playing like a maniac, hitting 9 of 11 shots and 3 three-pointers, something he hadn't done all season long up to that point?
Yeah, he was a big – obviously, about Presley and Wintering and those guys, and he really was a surprise at, 20, 21, 22 points, something like that. And funny, since then, he has been that player. I mean, he's been really good, 15 points a game last 10 games. But BYU, I don't think he was as much on their radar screen, and he certainly is now. But, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. When you let a team play with you, and BYU got behind and, it was a close game – you're susceptible, even if you're a better team, you're susceptible to a guy making those kind of shots late to hurt you. If it's tied with 5 minutes to go, a lot of times it's out of your control. I mean, he hit a couple threes late in that game, which are crazy. And but that's what might happen. And so you can't afford to be in those that tied a game, or something weird can happen. And that's what happened. And weird things happen even more when you're on the road. And credit Wintering, Tyson. I mean, those were big shots in a big time, and it got the job done for them. That's why you just don't want to mess around with it. You want to get a nice, comfortable lead where a guy can hit a shot like that late and not have it to haunt your nightmares.
I'll ask you Saturday what it's like playing in your final home game, since you have experience with that. You've also been with a lot of these guys in their last game in the Marriott Center. Is this game prior to your final home game easier or harder than that last game?
Last game's hard, a lot of emotion, you got the fanfare, and maybe you lose a little bit of focus. You really want to play well that last game, so that's harder, but you start thinking about it. I mean, this is a special time, and I'm an old man now. It was a long time ago, but I still think fondly back on playing here in the Marriott Center and for BYU. That's a special thing, and you start thinking, man, this is one of the last times I'll ever be able to do this. So I don't think playing in the game is very hard, but you do start thinking about it, and it's tough. I mean, it's a big part of their lives. They've spent a lot of hours in this gym, and they've worked their whole lives to get here, and that's coming to an end. So it can be emotional.
Okay, no tears tonight, okay, Mark?
I'll try not to. Greg brings it out in me.
I'm not sure I believe that. Is he cutting up onions next to you or something like that? Or is it the witty banner that makes you cry?
You know, just being around Greg is special. It's overwhelming emotionally.
It's getting thick down in the Marriott Center, folks. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot, and good luck on the call tonight.
Thanks, Leon. We'll see you.
All right. Coming up next is Hot and Cold, sponsored by Carrier. We'll also have the one thing I'm looking forward to watching in this game and some scores. That's all coming up next on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
The best thing at Chuck-O-Rama's the pizza.
And the fries.
And it's yummy.
To get it really stringy, you have to get it fresh out of the oven. It's amazing.
It's so good.
So were the french fries. They were so
good. We're a fan of fries.
You get the fries and scoop it in the fry sauce, and then you eat it. We suggest you try the pizza and fries.
The choice is yours at Chuck-O-Rama's.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks it, scores, and one!
You're tuned to the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Cougar fans, whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay cozy and warm than wrapped in a luxurious, comfortable blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture's blankets can be customized for every Cougar fan, big or small. Minky Couture is locally owned and operated with locations in Ogden, Layton, Draper, Orem, and St. George. Check out Minky Couture's wide array of blankets in any of our five locations or online at www.minkycouture.com.
Through Les Olson Company's managed IT and cloud services, we're able to protect your business with 24/7 remote monitoring, network security, desktop and server support, offsite backup, network administration, antivirus protection, and more. Through our proactive approach, we will protect your business by helping detect and prevent disasters before they happen. You focus on what you do best, and we'll take care of the rest. Learn more at lesolson.com today.
Les Olson Company.
Our exclusive pregame coverage of BYU basketball continues.
Wilson to chase another three. Got it again! The Fisher King reigns on the hilltop!
As we rejoin the host of Cougar Pregame Live, Cleon Wall.
All right, welcome back into Cougar Pregame Live. It's now time for Hot and Cold, sponsored by Carrier. Turn to the experts, your local Carrier heating and cooling dealer at utah.carrier.com. Hot, BYU shooting in the last game against San Diego. They shot 57%. Nine guys shot over 50% in the game. Okay, many of them didn't shoot over three shots in the game. Devin Quinn was 3 for 3, for an example. Portland's Alex Wintering, he was hot from the free throw line in their last game against Pacific. He was 14 of 16 from the line. The guy knows how to get in the lane, and he knows how to get to the free throw line, too. Cold, DeMarcus Tyson, we just talked about him. You know that guy who went off for 9 of 11 from the field against the Cougars last time these two teams played? Well, he was only 2 for 7 against the Tigers last Saturday. Maybe he's only hot against the Cougars. We know that's not true, but we'll see if he stays hot against the Cougars after that big breakout game for him when they played up in Portland. The one thing I'll be watching for in this game, Alec Wintering is a guy that makes this team go. I want to see how the Cougars keep him out of the key. If they can do that, they could probably blow this team out. Well, that is if BYU can make some shots too. All right, let's get to the scoreboard right now. Three other West Coast Conference games being played tonight. Two of them going on right now. Pacific hosting San Francisco. Tigers have a 13-7 lead with 11:50 left to go in the first half. Gonzaga playing at San Diego. Team BYU, Gonzaga that is, will play coming up this Saturday evening. And right now the Bulldogs have a 16-9 lead with 10:59 left to go in the first half. Santa Clara playing at St. Mary's coming up at 9 o'clock. The BYU women's basketball team playing at Portland right now. Just a few minutes ago when I was talking to Mark Durant in pregame, I looked up and noticed the score was 14-12 in favor of BYU. It's now 34-12 with 7:51 left to go in the second quarter. Lexi Rydalch, 14 points so far in this game. University of Utah, the men's team, playing tonight against the Arizona State Sun Devils. Remember last week when BYU just killed San Diego? Of course you do. 91-33. This one's just as ugly. At halftime, Utah was up 44-10. Right now, it's 67-32 with 7:48 left to go in the game. Montana State playing at Weber State tonight. Wildcats hold a 50-44 lead with 11:15 left to go in that game. Top 25 action right now. 18th ranked Indiana playing at Illinois, and the Hoosiers have a 45-33 lead right now. 15th ranked Duke beats Florida State tonight 80-65. 24th ranked SMU beats Memphis in Memphis 69-62. In the NBA tonight, the Utah Jazz and San Antonio Spurs are getting ready to tip off in the next 10 minutes over at Vivint Smart Home Arena. The New Orleans Pelicans hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder right now. Oklahoma City trailing 119-111. The Phoenix Suns losing tonight right now at home to the Brooklyn Nets 66-45. And this comes after the Nets released Joe Johnson earlier in the day. The Golden State Warriors beat the Magic in Orlando 130-114. Stephen Curry, 51 points, 7 rebounds, and 8 assists. And if the Houston Rockets lose tonight, the Warriors will clinch a playoff spot. They are 52-5 on the season. That's going to do it for Cougar Pregame Live. Coming up next, it's the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced comfort series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622. That's Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. 3. Got it! BYU by 9!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Hey, college hoops fans. If there's anyone that knows how to assist their team to a victory, it's you. You guys may know how to fuel your starting five, but even the best assisters need assistance. That's why State Farm is here to help. So, paint your face, stomp your feet, and get ready to give your team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com. We exist to assist.
It's time to get the inside scoop on today's game.
We've got a lot of individual guys who have actually found themselves and are really contributing to our team.
This is the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show, presented by Zions Bank. Our exclusive one-on-one with Coach Dave Rose is also brought to you by Les Olson Company, your business empowered. Now let's head back live to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats with Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome back courtside inside the Marriott Center in Provo, Utah. Tonight, the BYU Cougars play their second-to-last regular season home game by welcoming in the Portland Pilots. BYU playing for its first five-game win streak of the season as the Cougs look to keep on rolling right into Las Vegas. I'm Greg Wrubell. I've got tonight's play-by-play call, joined by my broadcast partner, the former BYU hoopster, Mr. Mark Durant. To Mark, it's a shop-worn saying. It's true, but it looks like BYU could be playing its best basketball at the most important time of the year.
So here I am the other day. I'm just thinking. I'm just thinking about life. And
you do a lot of that.
I'm a deep guy.
You are a thinker.
And I'm thinking to myself, man, it is about time BYU won the flipping conference and won the freaking WCC championship tournament. It is time for this to happen. It has been way too long since BYU's won a conference tournament. There's no reason why it can't happen. And I'm optimistic because BYU is playing good basketball. I think if they play unselfish basketball at fast pace, exciting basketball, keep playing good defense. They've beaten everyone in the conference. If they beat Portland tonight, there's no reason they can't get it done. And no reason they can't give them a chance, have themselves to have a chance at the end of this week to at least have a chance at the conference title. And that's all you could do. But it's time, Greg, and I'm ready for it.
All right, that's what Mark Durant thinks. As to what Dave Rose thinks, we'll get his pregame thoughts ahead of tonight's game with Portland, the only WCC team BYU has yet to beat this season. This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, Greg Wrubell here. And the arrival of fall means football weather, which also means that our families will likely begin spending more time indoors. So it isn't just BYU football season, it's home cleaning season, and a clean home begins with clean carpets. I know some guys who can help. My friends at Zero Res have a patented carpet cleaning system that simply works without soaps and with zero residue left behind. You've heard that seeing is believing. Well, I've seen the results in my own home, and from personal experience, I can say that my carpet got clean, that the patented empowered water technology really works, and that Zero Res's highly trained technicians are people you can trust in your home. See the Zero Res difference for yourself, and you'll become a fan like me. And Cougar Nation, be sure to text the keyword Greg to 53535 to get the Greg Wrubell discount. That's the keyword Greg to 53535 or call 801-2880. Zero Res is a proud sponsor of BYU football and basketball and a proud provider of clean floors everywhere. Spelled the same, forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put back throw down by Corbin Gabusi!
On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Through Les Olson Company's managed IT and cloud services, we're able to protect your business with 24/7 remote monitoring, network security, desktop and server support, offsite backup, network administration, antivirus protection, and more. Through our proactive approach, we will protect your business by helping detect and prevent disasters before they happen. You focus on what you do best, and we'll take care of the rest. Learn more at lesolson.com today.
Les Olson Company.
right, Coach. Have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
You're tuned to the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show.
To Chase, big three. Got it again! And the Cougars by a dozen.
For more with head coach Dave Rose, let's rejoin your host, Greg Wrubell.
We are coming to you live from the Marriott Center. 21-8 to BYU, 12-4 in the WCC, hosting 12-17. Portland, 6-10 in conference play, a seemingly destined for another losing season overall and in league. A win tonight would keep BYU in that hunt for the West Coast Conference Championship. With the title chase already guaranteed of going down to the final day on Saturday, the Cougars tonight play to stay in that conversation. BYU head coach Dave Rose has his guys playing well. They've shot 57% or better from the floor in three of their last four games. Cougs have won 7 of 8. Overall, Portland has gone 3-6 since upsetting BYU more than a month ago. I met with the coach a short time ago. We talked to get his read on tonight's rematch.
Well, you know, it was a while back when we played them, but as you go back and watch, you know, the film, the same things keep coming up, and that's, you know, we didn't do it very good in transition. They did a great job of scoring on the initial push, scored 17, 18 points, as many as we've given up all year, except maybe Colorado. We didn't do a very good job of guarding the three-point line, which will be a real factor here. I think that you know, they've got multiple guys who can shoot that three, and we've just got to – we not only need to tag the guys who are really good at it, but also the guys that that shoot a lot of them, because it's just a matter of they got pretty hot against us, and then rebounding the ball is a big factor. That's a good rebounding team. It's a strong, aggressive front line, and so those are the three things that really kind of stand out for us.
Alec Wintering is a player who was playing really well, but has picked it up in league.
Yeah, he's actually the most, you know, all the deficiency ratings, he's actually the most efficient point guard in the league right now, and he can shoot it. He's a really good distributor. He's quick. Came in here last year. We fouled him so many times. He went to the free throw line. It seemed like he was there all night. He scored 30 yeah. against us in here. So he's the, you know, the key to the whole thing. But and you know, they've usually had a really big front line that was maybe not quite as athletic. Their front line is not as maybe skilled as it's been, but it's really athletic. They're guys who can you know, really force you into tough shots, and hopefully we'll be good. We'll trust each other. We'll share the ball, and we'll get the shots we need to get.
Some prolific players on the floor tonight between these two teams, Wintering and Presley, both 1,000-point guys. Kyle's one of them, and Chase is getting right there too.
Yeah, Presley's a guy who I think Wintering actually got his, you know, 1,000th point this season, and Presley just got it a couple games ago. Mm-hmm. So both guys who can really score, really put up points. I think Presley is a diverse guy. He can hit threes, but he can really dribble into shots. He spins into to get away from traffic, he can split guys and can score in traffic. So, and he's a good free throw shooter. So this is a good offensive team, and we're going to have to, you know, really go out with a defensive mindset here tonight.
It should be a wild one. You've got the two fastest tempo teams in the league, and the two teams that take and make the most threes as well.
Yeah, well, in our league especially, it's not very often where your number one defensive you know, point of emphasis is defensive transition. You know, a lot of teams that like to walk it up and kind of control it, but this team's going to push it right at us.
Speaking of defense, in league, you're the most efficient defensive team of the 10 right now in conference play. I'm sure you're happy with that.
Yeah, guys have gotten a lot better. It's been a good, you know, a really good transition from a team last year that you know, relied so much on perimeter offense that we became kind of a tough, you know, challenged defense. But you know, the thing that challenges this group is you know, trying to share the ball and shooting, you know, the mid-40s. We get those nights where we're all trying to do it ourselves and shooting those low 30s, and things get pretty tough for us.
Shooting it really well of late and scoring it really well, and tonight you go for your first five-game win streak of the season. Beyond the number, that means something, doesn't it, to you?
Well, yeah, it this has been a team that's been hard to stay really consistent. And if we can play our most consistent basketball late in the season, that's obviously the time you want. And hopefully these guys have figured out how to be able to do that. This will be a real challenge here tonight.
All right, Coach, good luck against Portland. We'll talk to you postgame.
All right, thanks a lot, Greg.
That is Dave Rose. Now for our pregame Les Olson Company game management segment. Partner with the pros at Les Olson Company to manage all of your document needs. Les Olson Company, your business empowered. Mark Durant, how does BYU manage the Portland Pilots?
Well, Portland shoots a lot of threes, lead the conference in three-point attempts, and shot a lot against BYU up there, and they were 10 for 26, BYU only 6 for 22. That was a hotly contested game. That was a difference to me, Greg. If BYU can match Portland's three-point output, I think BYU walks away from this one.
All right, that's going to do it for tonight's Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. The Cougar Tip-Off Show is coming up next, live from Provo, on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Choosing a credit card is an important decision, especially if you carry a balance or just want to be prepared if needs arise. That's why Zions Bank offers you the amazing rate Visa credit card. It comes with a low interest rate that can help you save on balance transfers from higher rate cards, and it may help you pay down your balance quicker. Plus, it's backed by Zions Bank, a local bank you already know. Learn about special offers at your local Zions Bank or visit zionsbank.com/amazing. Is your card amazing? Member FDIC.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a foul.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Dunk contest?
Oh, yeah, watch this.
Oh, two-handed double dunk into some Zach sauce. Nice.
Uh-oh, he's going all in. What? Two chicken fingers into one sauce. Impressive.
Ooh, I got one. Fingers, fries, same time, two sauces, boom.
Oh, that was awesome. Okay, I got one. I call this the around the world.
That's never been done.
At Zaxby's, we appreciate a good dunk. That's why we're proud to be the official chicken of sports fans. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
March Madness is coming soon, and IMGproducts.net has got you covered. IMGproducts.net is the place to complete your collection of official programs, playbills, and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and more than 20 of the nation's top schools. Order your official NCAA Men's Final Four, Women's Final Four, and Men's Frozen Four programs now to get the sports madness you crave delivered to your door. Enjoy college basketball championships for years to come with our high-quality collectible guides for every game. IMGproducts.net, we've got you covered.
It's almost time to hit the hardwood.
Poles fires and scores from three. It's a 10-point lead. To the free throw line, a contested 18-footer goes!
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been protecting Utah families for over 25 years. And by your Utah Honda dealers. The more you compare, the more you know. You want a Honda. Visit UtahHondaDealers.com. Now, live from the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats, here are Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening once again from the Marriott Center. Tonight, the BYU Cougars playing Portland in the tune-up before Saturday's Senior Night Showdown with Gonzaga. This evening's game is kind of about unfinished business. Last month's loss at Portland, one of the key ones that kept BYU from being really in kind of a driver's seat for the WCC title. They are still in the mix, though, heading into the final weekend. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you from courtside, our statisticians. BYU's sixth all-time leading scorer, Russell Larson, along with Doug Martin, Cleon Wall, is in our IMG Network studio, assisted by intern Freddie Woods, Morgan K. Kay Greenwood is our studio producer at the IMG headquarters in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You are tuning us in on the new Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. Our network flagship is KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM in Salt Lake City. You can also get us on network affiliates and on BYU Radio Sirius XM 143. Online, BYUCougars.com, KSL.com, BYURadio.org, as well as on the KSL app, the KSL Game Center app, the BYU Radio app, or the TuneIn Radio app, however you are tuning us in tonight. Really good to have you with us. Mark, the Portland game was one of a few games this year that kind of all felt, you know, the same way. Don't get off to a good start, look out of sync, don't share the ball, fall behind, or don't get separation. Then they get back on top but can't hold it, lose it late, usually in a nail-biter. Long Beach, Harvard, Portland, Pacific, almost identical games, really, in nature. Then you see what BYU can do. You beat Gonzaga, you beat St. Mary's, and then this last Saturday, 91-33, an extreme example of starting strong, then putting the hammer down and getting it from really everybody on the roster.
I feel like I'm on that white, old rickety roller coaster at Lagoon, man. You get your highs, man, and then you get those real lows, and BYU's had both. And that certainly was a high the other night against San Diego, and that was fun to watch. They didn't fall into some of those traps you're talking about. They got out early. They played well. Even at the end, when you had your bench in there, they were sharp and crisp. But I thought that's everything BYU wants to be. And obviously, they overmatched, I think, San Diego. And San Diego had a tough night. But, man, that's where you want to be at the end of the season. And you can forgive a lot of the past games where they've had troubles. If you can just play like that now, all that will be forgotten. So, that you know, BYU's in a good spot. But, listen, Portland is a team that can cause BYU some troubles. And they are a three-point shooting team, and they got some good guards. And this is one of those scary games, that, you know, that type of team that has caused BYU problems. So we'll see tonight, but it was fun to watch that the other night.
All right, more on BYU in Portland just around the corner as the Cougar Tip-Off Show continues live from the Marriott Center on the new Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, Greg Grubel here. And like I get excited for every new BYU basketball season, your Utah Honda dealers are excited to introduce to you a new line of 2016 Hondas. You'll love the all-new economical 2016 Honda Civic, complete with standard features others call options. The all-new 2016 Honda Accord, priced less than Toyota Camry, and it's also on Car and Driver's 10 Best List Award 30 times. And don't forget the Honda CR-V, Motor Trend's 2015 SUV of the year. See them all and drive one today at your Utah Honda dealer.
Has this ever happened to you?
I have cereal, but no milk.
Last time I cooked for my family, they just looked at their plates and laughed. Why?
Grandpa just said that if the food at his birthday party doesn't, quote, make him jump up on the table to salsa dance for happiness, he'll unfriend me. Please no.
BYU Food to Go is here to help. Located at 2191 North Canyon Road, BYU Food to Go caters to your needs. Soup, we've got it. Chicken dinner, you bet. Enchiladas, por supuesto. BYU Food to Go, because we care.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks it, scores! And one!
You're tuned to the new Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Through Les Olson Company's managed IT and cloud services, we're able to protect your business with 24/7 remote monitoring, network security, desktop and server support, offsite backup, network administration, antivirus protection, and more. Through our proactive approach, we will protect your business by helping detect and prevent disasters before they happen. You focus on what you do best, and we'll take care of the rest. Learn more at lesolson.com today.
Les Olson Company.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control. Only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show.
So the rim goes up and makes it, scores! Oh, off balance, chucked it up with the right hand!
Let's head back live to courtside.
All right, so BYU and Portland coming up just after the top of the hour here at the Marriott Center. This is a late-night tussle in the West Coast Conference. BYU currently third in the WCC, but in line for a two, possibly a one seed in Las Vegas. Portland in a fight for the six and seven seeds along with Santa Clara. A short time ago, I spoke with always cordial Pilots coach Eric Reveneau about what's on the line for both teams here tonight.
I guess for both teams, it's playing good basketball, playing your best basketball at the end, you know, and what that might mean in terms of seeding or BYU's tournament hopes or whatever it could be. It's from a coach's perspective, you're just trying to play your best basketball. You're trying to finish strong, play your best basketball when the time is most necessary, and I feel like we're doing that, getting there. I'd like to play well this weekend and then go into the tournament with a little momentum for us, and I'm sure BYU would like to do the same, although the seedings could be very different, you know, for either of us, but that's the goal, I think.
From what you guys got done against BYU last month, what do you need to see repeated again tonight?
You know, I think we took care of the basketball for the most part and limited their transition. You know, I think BYU slowing them up in transition and not letting them get out. The fact that they're leading the league in steals and block shots is how they can really get going. And we like to play fast, and we'll shoot some long threes, and there'll be a long rebound, and Collinsworth will get a steal, and those plays going the other way really hurt you. So we got to minimize those, compete on the boards as well, get back on in transition. Then we've got to not let them get away from us, and they normally do that by shooting their threes. You know, they sort of get some backbreaker stretches. You know, and more so maybe in this building too. You know, those 4 or 5 minute stretches, it just, you know, all of a sudden you're down 12 in a stretch, and those are hard to overcome. So I would say transition defense and then limiting their threes.
It's funny. That's kind of what Dave Rose said about you guys. So.
Yeah. Is that right? Well, it's true. You know, I think BYU is more balanced than we are right now in terms of establishing inside, going inside out, you know, throwing it into Davis or
getting something
in Collinsworth, and then kicking it back out to a shooter, because it's just human nature in transition. When something's taking place at the rim, you're gonna try to protect it, you know, and so all of a sudden you leave somebody, you know, and for them, they don't want to leave DeMarcus Tyson. We don't want to leave Fisher, you know, so you got to get something for us. We got to get something at the rim in transition. We got to get something from a post or someone inside, and then get some balance inside outside. So yeah, it's not too complicated. It's the execution that can get hard.
Your guards as a group played so well against BYU at your place. Three guys at 20 plus that night.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. I mean, they're, you know, as I think coaches around the league would say, they're a good group. But just to get them all on the same page when it was needed like that, it's been good. And Jarrell Marshall's been playing better for us down the stretch. And that's, you know, at that four position, like BYU, when they go big at the four, it's a different look when they go with a little more perimeter-oriented shooter and spreads the floor a little bit more. Jarrell gives us that flexibility. Gabe Taylor is a little more inside-oriented now. And then we've gone small some, went small against St. Mary's as well. So there are some similarities in terms of trying to find that advantage, because we've got to be able to defend them, but we also got to be able to score. You know, being able to score against BYU, it can be daunting at times.
But you've proven to be able to do that. I come to expect a game in the 80s and 90s when you guys get together.
Yeah. The one here last year was interesting because it was we got down, and then we just sort of let things go and let it fly and start going, but we couldn't close the gap because we couldn't get a stop. You know, so we don't have the luxury. We're not as good unless we play fast and faster. Like to figure out a way to slow BYU down and still get out and go for us. But again, easier said than done.
Good to be back here in the Marriott Center.
Yeah, it is good. You know, it's a first-class organization. They're friendly with us last night, and it's good to be around, and great fan support, and beautiful day today here in Provo. It's gorgeous. So I was telling my wife, she needs to come out on a trip sometime, and the weather's good. And then I always feel like this before the game, but my mood afterwards sometimes varies. But, it's a good basketball team, and both teams, and the league is really good, you know, and so it's a fun league, and this is just another stop that's another competitive venue.
You do get the occasional snarky rollerblader at the hotel, though.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's funny. I'm surprised it got the response it did, but it was funny. He was very polite about it. It was just sort of, he took me off guard. He said, BYU by 30, and I was sort of like, good morning. You know, I just sort of kept walking to the bus. It just kept going. I had to chuckle, though, because his whole – the rollerblades, the whole look, and on the sunny day in Provo sort of threw me off, so I just kept moving, but it's all good.
You bet. Good to see you again. We'll see you in Vegas.
Great. Thank you.
All right, that is Eric Revenot. We've got more of the Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up live from the Marriott Center in Provo on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. Hi, Greg Grubel here. And like I get excited for every new BYU basketball season, your Utah Honda dealers are excited to introduce to you a new line of 2016 Hondas. You'll love the all-new economical 2016 Honda Civic, complete with standard features others call options. The all-new 2016 Honda Accord, priced less than Toyota Camry, and it's also on Car and Driver's 10 Best List Award 30 times. And don't forget the Honda CR-V, Motor Trend's 2015 SUV of the year. See them all and drive one today at your Utah Honda dealer.
Has this ever happened to you?
I have chips for my dip, but no dip for my chips.
If I make beefaroni one more time, my kids will stop talking to me. Help me.
My boss just threatened to fire me if the food at our company party isn't, quote, so good that it makes you want to slap your neighbor. What do I do?
BYU Food to Go is here to help. Located at 2191 North Canyon Road, BYU Food to Go caters to your needs. Salad, yes. Lasagna, of course. Mint brownies, booyah. BYU Food to Go, because we care.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky, three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033. That's Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033.
Welcome back to the Cougar Tip-Off Show.
Spin to the bank and scores it. What a move by Kyle Collinsworth.
Let's rejoin Greg Grubel at courtside.
All right, the BYU-Portland coming up top of the hour. One of the last two games on the WCC docket tonight. San Francisco at Pacific. And the Tigers lead 36-29 in Stockton approaching halftime. USF will be basically locked into no better than a five seed. They may already be locked into the five. Pacific, of course, will not be at the conference tournament in Las Vegas. Gonzaga leads San Diego at the break at the Jenny Craig Pavilion. 32-24. Gonzaga with a win tonight secures no worse than a share for the conference championship. At the same time, Portland BYU tip off, but Santa Clara will be at St. Mary's. St. Mary's with a win tonight secures no worse than a tie for the conference championship. All right, final break. Closing segment of the Cougar Tip Off Show next here on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Has this ever happened to you?
I have cereal, but no milk.
Last time I cooked for my family, they just looked at their plates and laughed. Why?
Grandpa just said that if the food at his birthday party doesn't, quote, make him jump up on the table to salsa dance for happiness, he'll unfriend me. Please no.
BYU Food to Go is here to help. Located at 2191 North Canyon Road, BYU Food to Go caters to your needs. Soup, we've got it. Chicken dinner, you bet. Enchiladas, por supuesto. BYU Food to Go, because we care.
March Madness is coming soon, and IMGproducts.net has got you covered. IMGproducts.net is the place to complete your collection of official programs, playbills, and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and more than 20 of the nation's top schools. Order your official NCAA Men's Final Four, Women's Final Four, and Men's Frozen Four programs now to get the sports madness you crave delivered to your door. Enjoy college basketball championships for years to come with our high-quality collectible guides for every game. IMGproducts.net. We've got you covered.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put that throw down by Corbin Gabusi!
On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home